Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, in episode 203, we're going to talk about five reasons you should use Easy Digital Downloads for digital products. Tim and I are going to refer to Easy Digital Downloads for the rest of this episode as EDD. That's what it's commonly referred to in the WordPress community. And it's just easier to say.
Yes.
I was going to start off, but I really think Tim is better suited to cover point one.
Yeah. So the first reason is EDD has lots of integrations and extensions that are made by the core developers. And so they have dozens of extensions that you can buy that extend the functionality of EDD and make it even more awesome. A lot of those are integrations with third-party apps and email marketing services and different things like that. But they're all maintained by the core developers. They previously had a third-party marketplace, but they got rid of it. The ones that were selling in their marketplace, they actually bought out and obtained the plugins, the extensions, and now they maintain them in the store themselves. And the ones that weren't selling, they just got rid of. And so that's huge, because I just migrated my website from WooCommerce to Easy Digital Downloads, because EDD is just way more suited for what I'm doing, which is selling digital software products, plugins and themes for the Divi theme framework. And so I just kind of went through the process of looking at EDD, the extensions, the tools that were there, and figuring out, you know, how to make everything work. And EDD just has so much that's just built in or an extension that's made by them, opposed to WooCommerce, where to make my store work, I had lots of different various extensions that were made by different developers. And so there are things that would break and it was hard to get them fixed because it was multiple developers' plugins that were conflicting.
Yeah, those are great points. I couldn't agree more. I remember when they just recently did that, you know, Pippin Williamson, one of the things that we don't have on this list that I will say, you know, he's very transparent. You know, he puts a lot of content out there about his business. And I, as a product creator, a new product creator, really appreciate the type of transparency that he shares. He talked about, you know, what that transition looked like from the third party marketplace. And he even discussed financials, what he bought out, you know, how much he spent on acquiring all of these plugins. And I'm really appreciative. So Pippin, if you're listening to this, two thumbs up. Tim and I really love you. I love your platform. We switched to EDD last year as well and could not be happier. We were like Tim on WooCommerce for the first year and a half, and it was cumbersome and it didn't do everything that we wanted it to do, or it was just absolute overkill, which leads to our next point, which is EDD is just lightweight compared to other e-commerce platforms. You know, WooCommerce is the number one e-commerce platform in the world, and it's great. I love WooCommerce. We have currently 20 WooCommerce plugins. It's awesome. We love it. The problem is with digital products, you don't need all of the functionality that WooCommerce has. We don't need shipping. We don't need to put in weights, sizes, tie-in API integrations. And that's where a lot of complexity and bloat will come in. A lot of the things that you need for physical goods aren't needed on the digital goods, obviously, because it's just a download as opposed to a physical product. So lightweight compared to other e-com platforms.
Yeah, the next one on the list is EDD is very innovative. They're constantly developing, adding new features and tools. Now, again, that doesn't mean that some of the other e-commerce platforms aren't doing that, but it means that Pippin and his team are going above and beyond to continue making EDD even more awesome. And so I see this firsthand. Again, when I migrated from WooCommerce to EDD, there's things that I really wanted to be able to do with my e-commerce store with WooCommerce that there was no extensions available for it. And then I'm coming over to EDD and figuring out, you know, how to, you know, build out the store and stuff and looking at the extensions available. And I'm like blown away, like, wow, that's already made. You know, that's something that I had on my wish list that's already done. So lots of innovative features and they're constantly developing.
Yeah. And I think that's because they are, you know, somewhat niched, you know, they're focused on digital products. They sell digital products, you know, so they know would be desirable to be in a digital product e-commerce platform. So it's just a win-win all the way around.
Right. Yeah.
I'm going to give a shout out also. I know Tim's going to give a shout out on our last point to someone who's helped our team as well. I'm not going to steal his thunder. I'll let him throw his name out there. But I would like to give a shout out to Chris Kozlowski also. Corey Jenkins, my business partner, met Chris at WordCamp Phoenix. Oh, I guess maybe WordCamp Phoenix 2017. May have met him before then, but Chris has been just super awesome to work with. If I'm not mistaken, he handles a lot of the development on the EDD side of things. Or if I'm screwing that up, Chris, I apologize. I just know that Corey has spoken very highly of you. And anytime we've had an issue, mainly a bug, he goes to you and it gets fixed really, really quick and stuff. So hopefully I'm not encouraging other people to reach directly out to the VP or the P directly for support. So if I'm opening a can of worms for you, I do apologize, Chris. I just wanted to give you a big shout out. We really appreciate it. Fourth on our list, five reasons why you should use EDD. It's free.
Yeah,
it probably should have been the last one, but free is good. Obviously, there are extensions that EDD has that can extend the functionality of your e-commerce digital platform for what you need. But the basic platform is there. If you didn't have any marketing needs, or which I don't recommend, but if you just need basic, I want to sell products online and accept a payment, EDD is free. You can do it.
Yeah. Yeah. You could easily sell an ebook with PayPal right out of the box without any extensions. That's huge. The last one on the list is EDD has outstanding support. And I experienced this firsthand, and David said that I had a shout out, and that is true. Shout out to Kyle Maurer. He does support and marketing for EDD as well as their other plugins in their product family. And he was very, very helpful when I was kind of in the planning stages of migrating my site from WooCommerce to EDD. And so, and I had the chance to meet him in person at WordCamp US in Nashville in December. And so Kyle Maurer is awesome. I know their entire support team is awesome. I've even had Pippin respond to a question when I opened a support ticket as well. So Pippin's the owner of EDD. So that right there is very important. If you are investing in a product or a suite of products to run your business, you're relying on those products to work. And so not only does EDD products work very well, but they have the support to back it up. And so when you have questions, they answer them and they fix things if there's conflicts or anything like that. So can't speak highly enough about EDD's support team.
Yeah, and I'm going to backtrack just a tad here. And you just made me realize something. Chris may be with Affiliate WP or Restrict Content Pro. He may be even with one of the other main core products that Pippin Williamson has, because they are also the creators of Affiliate WP and Restrict Content Pro. So again, can't speak highly enough of Pippin and the team that he has over there. Met Kyle Maurer a couple of years ago. Love him. Chris, thank you very much for all the support you've given our company, and we really appreciate the great products. Go check out EDD, folks. Tomorrow we're going to have another great episode. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.